Today on Press TV, Syrian President Bashar Assad reiterates that Damascus is committed to a national reconciliation process to end the conflict that has lasted over 3 years. Assad was talking to local community leaders from the Damascus countryside. He said Syrians are fully capable of finding a peaceful solution to the conflict. Syria has criticized the UN Security Council for ignoring repeated warnings about foreign-backed insurgents' access to weapons of mass destruction. Syria's envoy to the UN, Bashar Jaafari, says Damascus had warned the UN authorities about the threat. He accused some nations of having helped militants gain WMDs. The leader of Syria's main foreign-backed opposition group calls for more American weapons to fight the Syrian government. Ahmed Jaber, who is visiting the US, said their forces need efficient arms, including anti-aircraft weapons, in order to change the balance of power on the ground. Bahraini security forces have once again clashed with anti-regime protesters in the town of Sitra. Police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd in a number of other towns. The protesters demanded the government hand over the body of a young man died of gunshot wounds 3 weeks ago. Polls have closed in South Africa after millions took part in the country's fifth general election since the end of apartheid. Authorities described the turnout as extremely high thanks to many first-timers. The vote is the first since the death of the country's anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela. The Saudi Health Ministry sacks a hospital chief in Jeddah as the country struggles to curb a deadly viral outbreak known as MERS. The dismissal order follows unhygienic treatment conditions in the King Fahd Hospital's emergency rooms, where a number of MERS patients are being treated. A study by Sweden's central bank shows a majority of Swedes will pass away before being able to pay off their debts. The study says a quarter of Swedes face a growing debt every year, while the debt of 15% remains the same year after year. Fast food restaurant employees from around the world are to hold a global day of protest on May 15th. Workers from dozens of US cities, along with 33 other countries, are to protest for better working conditions. Employees of McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's and KFC are among the movement. Those are the latest here on Press TV.